The Keystone XL pipeline hearings in Pierre delve into details of the Keystone One pipeline already built on the eastern side of the state and on assurances TransCanada has made for the proposed western South Dakota route. A Keystone official has been on the stand since Monday afternoon, often deferring questions to other TransCanada witnesses still to come. Each witness is subject to cross-examination and recross by interveners and their attorneys and by Public Utilities Commissioners and their staff.
In the time leading up to this hearing, a public relations campaign has been conducted by both the proponents and opponents. TransCanada has aired television ads and offered news media interviews. Opponents send out news releases and hold rallies. PUC Commissioner Gary Hansen tried to get to the heart of one advertised claim from TransCanada.
I've read so much, and there's so much paper here, I don't remember whether I heard it on a commercial or whether I read it. But I've heard several times that this is going to be the safest pipeline ever built. Would you testify, is it to your best of your knowledge that this is the safest pipeline ever built? Can you testify to that?
Hansen asked this question of Corey Goulet, TransCanada's president of Keystone Projects.
Well, I would say at this time and place, no other pipeline has been requested to incorporate the special conditions, the 59 special conditions, which are in Appendix Z of the final supplemental environmental impact statement. And as such, don't have the redundancies and the safety measures which we will build on Keystone XL.
Hansen persists, asking if it is the safest pipeline in America, and Goulet acknowledges that until it's built, the assertion is based on the conditions in the plans. Goulet has also been asked to account for the $5 million difference between annual tax revenues TransCanada projected for Keystone One and the revenue South Dakota counties actually saw. Goulet says the discrepancy came about because projections were based on a different method of calculating than the one used by the state. The hearing continues through this week and into next week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks reporting from Pierre.